I'm Nanette Weiser, and we're talking with Brian Oglesby from the Better Business Bureau, serving the West Florida region. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, good afternoon.
So Hurricane Debbie walloped quite the punch, and I know that you have some great ideas from the BBB on what to do after a damaging storm. So obviously it feels very overwhelming, right, for businesses?
It does, for both consumers and businesses. Anytime a storm passes, consumers and businesses are very overwhelmed. There's a lot going on. They may have intensive damage, and they may have people knocking on the door offering help. And this is where we want to get that word out and warn them and give them the tools they need to make informed decisions.
So, Brian, you and I are going to walk through some of the tips and, you know, making temporary repairs. Even if you have to apply for insurance, there's people who need temporary repairs, and you have to choose a trustworthy contractor. So let's start off with tip number one that you shared with me, assessing the damage. Walk me through.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do anytime there's a natural disaster or something coming through that causes damage is you want to see what's going on. Look at the damage. Hopefully you have access to your phone. You want to take pictures. Take pictures, even take video if you're able to, and document the damage that is done. Ideally, this is a good time to also be prepared, and you should have pictures of your home now. If there is no damage, this is a time to be reminded to take pictures of your home now when there is no damage. So if damage does occur in the next hurricane, you can take pictures of damages that did occur. And then you want to contact your insurance company immediately. Always contact them first. Find out what your coverages cover. See if you have just regular homeowner's insurance. Do you have the extra flood insurance to cover if there's any flooding of your home, which seems to be going on with this storm that passed by? And just document everything. Write things down. Write down what you've spoken to with your insurance company. And do not make any permanent repairs until you get approval from that insurance company. It is okay to make temporary repairs. Make those minor repairs to limit further damage to your home. This is the time you want to do that while you're also connecting with your insurance company.
So this applies to autos as well, right?
Absolutely. With your automobile, take pictures, contact your auto insurance company, and make sure you're documenting that information. And obviously, if your vehicle has been flooded or is in water, especially if it's an electrical vehicle, just be safe, be aware. Don't approach a wet vehicle unless you know it's safe to do so.
You know, I think that a lot of people don't realize that just as many injuries occur after the storm as during the storm. So let's talk a little bit about being safe and wearing protective clothing.
Yeah, so protective clothing is always important, especially if you're having to trim trees or do any work around your home to prevent that further damage. Make sure you're wearing long pants, a long sleeve shirt, sturdy shoes, and make sure you're cleaning up properly. You're not getting involved in water that could be contaminated. When in doubt, don't approach that situation. Leave it up to professionals to finish those repairs if you're unsure of the situation and the safety of that situation.
You know, there's so much information to learn. I mean, you know, how do you clean up after a tornado? I know we had one zoom through our area. You don't know what supplies you need. You don't know how to handle fire hazards such as gas, electricity, and especially chemicals. So that's really important. I think your number one tip to everybody is be on the lookout for a price gouging. What do you do if you see it?
Yeah, so price gouging is really when the normal cost of a good or service is inflated tremendously during or after a state of emergency. So if you feel that case is happening, that is regulated by the State Attorney General's office. You definitely want to report it to the State of Florida Attorney General's office. They have a specific resource to report price gouging, but also report it to the Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau's heart is truthful advertising. So if there's companies out there doing deceptive advertising, and price gouging is a form of that, doing deceptive practices, we need to be made aware of it. We need to document that in our system so we have that information about that company and the way they do business, and we can inform and educate consumers that these are the type of practices these companies do when a disaster hits.
Well, you know, BBB.org, folks, you really want to bookmark that. They have terrific tips for hiring a restoration contractor, hiring a tree service, debris removal, and most importantly, you give the top four things for hiring a contractor. It starts with getting a reference. Walk us through those four essential elements that you should do.
You know, and this is really key. Whenever a natural disaster hits, unfortunately, what we see is what we call storm tracers, which are unlicensed contractors that come usually from out of town. And their main goal is to go knocking on doors, claim they can save you, they can resolve all your problems, just pay them money up front, and, you know, they'll go get the supplies and resolve the problem, and they never come back to finish the job. Or they may finish the job, but they're not there to return should there be problems with the work that they did. So it's very important, really, to get references. Check with family and friends. Check with the BBB. Find reputable licensed contractors that you can trust, and use BBB as that resource to vet that information. We have lots of data on many contractors local in our community. We vet and verify contractors, and those are the ones that are accredited by us. So you can seek out accredited contractors that have been vetted and verified against our standards. Or if you have a contractor in mind and they have a good rating with us, then that's someone you can trust and use as well. Doing that research is essential when you're repairing damage from a storm.
And Brian, you always say, read and understand anything you are asked to sign. Don't give money ahead of time, and get a written contract agreement with anyone you hire. You also said to me that the contract should be specific. Tell me a little bit about why that's so important.
So you want the contract to be specific because you want to make sure there's a meeting of the minds of the work that needs to be done. If you have a contractor, just write up a simple repair estimate on a simple sheet of paper, and there's not details on that. Then if you come to a disagreement, it's going to be he said, she said scenario. And it's very hard to dispute that and find resolution if you don't have details in that contract. So it's important to understand those terms and conditions, have details in the contract, and make sure you both have a meeting of the minds of the work that needs to get done for the price that was quoted to you. And that's where that contract will come in handy.
Well, Brigette, we've been talking with Brian Oglesby. He, BBB serving West Florida, I mean, Sarasota, Manatee, Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, Hardy, DeSoto, Charlotte, Lee, and Collier. Parting words for the post-Debbie folks that are looking to you for advice. So that is Brian Oglesby. We thank you very much for being with us today. For more information, go to the BBB Florida Hurricane Guide, Preparing for a Natural Disaster. Check their tips, bbb.org. For Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser. Thanks so much, Brian.